What is going on, guys? Welcome back to Andrew's Amazon Resale Channel. I hope you guys are all having an amazing day. Thank you so much for tuning into this video. I really appreciate your time, attention, and ears. It means a lot that you are here. If you're a new viewer, I hope to bring you a fuck ton of value in this video. If you are a returning subscriber, thank you so much for coming and tuning back in, showing support on the channel, and watching another video of mine. So thank you very much. Let's jump into this, though. I want to talk about VAs. I want to talk about all the shit that I've fucking learned from VAs, hiring them, firing them, learning how to strategize, and come up with an actual fucking process. Process and structure for them to follow. I want to talk about training them. I want to talk about my mentality when I first started. So we're going to get into all that, right? This is going to be kind of for beginners because I'm pretty much going to be going over a lot of the beginner stuff that I fucked up on that I don't want you guys to make the mistake on and waste time on. So hopefully that will save you a lot of time with VA. So first things first, we're going to talk about where I find them, right? Fiverr is one place, but Fiverr is really like a one-time gig type deal. It gives me that vibe a lot, and the workers on there too, the VAs on there are really just one-time. Like, they're not looking to make. Most of them I've seen are not looking to make like long-term business. I mean, if you offered it to them, of course they're gonna say yes, but they're just looking to get the job done, right? Upwork, on the other hand, guys, is where I'm getting all of my VAs, where I'm doing all of that stuff. That's another freelance website. I'll put it in the description below. And that is where I'm at when it comes to VAs. I know there's another one for people in the Philippines. I don't use that one. You have to have a membership or some sort to do that. So I'm not going to have a membership to hire people to work for me. So it's not happening. I don't know. I'm just not doing that. And then you also have FreeUp, which is another platform that someone created. I believe his name is Nate. And he is the person who created FreeUp, and that is another platform that you can hire VAs on. It's a little bit more expensive, but the VAs are a lot more experienced, and they go through way more of a rigorous like interview process and all that stuff. But FreeUp, that's just another option. Again, $5 to $10 for VAs on there. It's a little more expensive than going on Upwork, but you know, it's quality as well. So just be aware of that. So now that you know where the fuck to find these VAs, now we're gonna talk about my mentality at the beginning when I first started this. Okay, when I first started even getting introduced to VAs. My thought process was, okay, cool, this is awesome. You know, I got the basics down. I understood it. So I was like, all right, cool. All I got to do is find one that does exactly what I need them to do in the past and then hire them and then tell them to just replicate that process for my business. And then bada bing, bada boom, I pay them at the end of every week and I get produced results. And that was complete bullshit. Like, that was the completely wrong fucking mentality to have in general on VAs, okay? I thought that it wasn't going to take any time out of me. I thought that it was going to be very simple. I thought they were going to know what to do and then I'm good to go. I just let them do their thing. And boy, oh fucking boy, was I wrong. Like, that was horrible mentality to have. First things first, I want to let you guys know right now, there's two main things you're going to have to be willing to sacrifice in order to get to the right VA that will really help your business grow, right? First, you need to understand that trial and error is everything when it comes to these things, okay? That is number one. You're going to waste time, and you're not going to waste time. I don't want to say that. You're going to definitely, you're going to lose money, and you're going to lose some time sometimes, okay? It just happens, but it's all a part of the process of trying to get to the one that really helps you and you really vibe with, connect with, and can work with heavily, right? So be really, really cautious. You're going to have to trial and error. That's something that's just going to have to happen. You're going to lose money, and it's just the name of the game. So that is the first thing. Second thing is you're going to have to put more fucking time into the business, even more than you thought. Why? Multiple fucking reasons. One, remember how I told you that I thought I could just have them come in, replicate the process they already know how to do on my business? That's bullshit. You need to fucking actually train these people. They are your employees. They are working for you, producing results for your business that will make you profit, okay? You need to understand that you need to give them a structure to run through. If not, they're just going to do a normal job, and it's not going to fucking be good. Guess what? Normal doesn't fucking win, okay? Normal doesn't produce good results. Normal doesn't produce, you know, results that you need to scale the business, okay? So in order to avoid normal, you need to take the time to create a structure for the fucking VA to follow, and then after you do that, you need to then invest at least 5 to 10 hours with them on how to do it your way, because they may know a way, but their way is not your way. You created the efficient process in order for them to replicate. You show them that process. Don't let them show you some process that they learned from fucking Joe Schmo that it doesn't have the same business model or the same criteria as you. We don't give a fuck about Joe Schmo or anything that he did. did. What we care about is what we fucking need to get done, and you need to create the process in order for that to happen, and then you need to train them, okay? You need to go through with them a couple of instances. You need to show them examples. You need to inform them on everything that you know. That way they can perform to the fucking T that you want them to. They can perform and produce results that you want, right? Now, that takes time, and guess what? What if someone says, well, Andrew, what if I spend 5 to 10 hours trying to fucking train this guy and then he ends up not being wrong? Well, guess what? You got to fucking do it all over again. Do it with somebody else. The question you need to ask yourself is, what did you learn from the fucking situation, okay? What did you learn that VA did that you like that you want to have other VAs implement when they work for you? That's something you could take away. What did you learn on things that he did that you definitely don't want your next employee to do again? You learn that. Write that shit down. Now you start to see the trial and error and why it's important. It's not only important to go through and obviously find the person that you want to work with the best and fits the business how you like, but it also gives you more criteria to fucking build on, okay? Every time you fail is a fucking piece of criteria that you now have that you will not allow to happen again. That is how you look at this. I remember at the beginning when I looked at it wrong. I looked at it, I was like, all right, well, fuck, this VA shit doesn't work. Like, no, what the fuck? What do you mean it doesn't? No, it works. You're just fucking doing it wrong, right? So then I started to fucking do this and go through this process that I'm explaining to you, and now we're here. Now I'm here, and I have a good set of filters that I know that I like to go through. And for a virtual assistant, when I'm looking to hire them, right, I take this approach completely differently. Now I want to talk about the approach. I want to talk about what I'm looking at, right? Obviously, I'm not going to go over my criteria. That's a lot. That's for another fucking video. But I want to talk about, you know, when I look at a VA, right, I want to talk about a couple different things. I want to talk about how you need to set up a interview process, okay? There needs to be multiple steps into them getting into working with you, okay? And in those steps, they're going to prove a lot. Now, don't make these simple steps to just process and go through, right? No, make it fucking efficient. That way, if they answer one fucking question wrong in the beginning, so for instance, say you have a cover letter, right? And in their cover letter, or you have the description of the job, right? And they apply for that job, and then they come to you and send you their cover letter, right? You ask them if they, in the first part of the process, when you send them that reply to the cover letter, okay, you need to ask them questions that if they say the wrong answer to those questions or they don't meet that first message's criteria, then you don't waste no more time on them. If they reply and they say, if they avoid a question or don't answer it, then it's highly likely that they don't have the skill. They just don't want to tell you right off the rip because they know that's what you're looking for. So, and it's happened to me multiple times where I'll ask somebody a question, they will fucking blatantly ignore my question. I re-ask the question again because I want the answer, which you should. I then get the answer if they say, no, sorry, I don't have that, you know, I don't have full experience in this or whatever the fuck I'm asking. And then I say, okay, thank you so much for your time, I appreciate it, but I'm sorry, I need you to fit this criteria. And then you move on to the next, okay? So you make it efficient. So make the interview process very efficient. That way when you actually take time to get on a fucking Skype call with these people, it's not wasted asking them the basic ass questions. Now you've wasted time, you know what I'm saying, and things like that. Now, so please, when you have an interview process with them, make sure that it's an efficient interview process, not just one where they just get screened with questions, right? Make the questions actually, like, you know, very viable. That way that you know if they don't answer it one way that you want them to, or if there's just it'll be key things that they with the way they answer or the answers to the questions that will just be like, okay, no, he's a no-go or she's a no-go. So do that. Make that a thing, because it's going to help you out, especially it's going to help you out when it comes to filtering through people. Okay, that's the whole point, is to make the filtering process efficient. And then once you're done filtering, then it's just on to training. Once you find them and you find someone who passes through your filters, fucking train them, man. Put the time in. Fucking get on a two and a half hour Skype call with them and fucking train them on how to do your job. And then guess what? They're going to do your job and they're going to do it fucking well. Why? Because one, they went through the fucking whole process of your interview. Two, you trained them for 5-10 hours on your job, which is a decent amount of time for the job that they're doing. Now, if they're fucking eBay listing, 5 to 10 hours of training on that is more than enough. Like, you're definitely going to fucking get the point across and they're going to ask any questions, you know. But build that relationship with them. Make them feel comfortable. Let them know that when they're doing good, you know what I'm saying? Be a good leader in that aspect. Being a leader is very fucking necessary. It's a staple, and I believe in running a fucking good business. And if you can't lead a group of people, then you're not going to get anywhere, because you're going to lead them down the fucking drain. If you can't lead them up, you're going to lead them down. So I just truly, truly believe that these are things that I've learned over time of hiring multiple different VAs and, you know, running through them and learning things from each and every one of them that allowed me to get to here, right? The trial and error that I fucking told you about led me to right here. And now I still got a long way to go. I got a lot of shit to learn about VAs and employees and things like that, but I'm not at the fucking very, very bottom anymore. I've trialed and erred. I've learned. I've made the processes more efficient, and now it's just I'm in the next part of making them efficient. I'm in the next part of the process and going further, and just like you guys are starting it, and I'm just only a little bit further. I'm not far ahead, right? There's a long way to go for me as well, but these are still beginner things that I feel like if I would have seen this on YouTube, it would have helped me out a lot when it comes to hiring and outsourcing at the beginning. So I really hope that this helps you. I really hope that I brought you some value. These are things that, again, like I said, I've learned over time through fucking experience, okay? Through experience of going through different people. So just remember that always. But I hope you guys have an amazing day. Thank you so much for tuning into this video. I really appreciate it. Subscribe if you want to see more amazing fucking content like this that provides a shit ton of value. Hit the bell on the right if you want to be notified via push notifications, okay, when I do upload the video to the channel. And on top of that, okay, hit the fucking like button if you guys did get some value out of this or you guys enjoyed the video. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm really, really grateful for you, and I will see you guys in tomorrow's video. Peace.